We meet Nickel Creek live on stage at the World Cafe live today. The youthful trio from California have a new album called Why Should the Fire Die? And we're going to hear from it, about it, and some older favorites as well. Nickel Creek met as preteens and have never stopped evolving into one of the best acoustic bands out there. Let's start with this performance of When in Rome, a song from their new album.
Specialist came to town, but he stays at home, saying no one knows, so I don't, honey, when in Rome. Things she knows. Hey, those books you gave us look good on the shelves at home, and they'll burn warm in the fireplace, teacher, when in Rome. Grab a blanket, sister, we'll make smoke signals, bring in some new blood, feels like we're alone. Grab a blanket, brother, so we don't catch cold. Spent a lifetime learning how to live in Rome.
That song, When in Rome, is the one that begins the new disc from Nickel Creek called Why Should the Fire Die? And people who have seen this band live never really have to ask that question is, you know, I know you guys are very intent on, we are more than just a bluegrass band, you know, and not that you don't do bluegrass really well. But this album kind of seems like a new approach to maybe recording the band, which may maybe bring that sound more to people's ears in a different way. What was the mission statement when you went in to make the record?
I think if there was a presiding goal, it was to have the record leap out from the speakers a little bit more. We wanted it to be a little bit more immediate and substantially more extroverted.
Mm-hmm. Now what about the writing for it? I mean, there are a lot of Chris's songs on here. There are a lot of, you know, everybody has done. Did you have a large variety of songs to choose from?
We did. Yeah, we had like 30 songs, I think,
yeah.
About going into this. We wanted to start making this record a long time ago, a couple years ago, but there were roadblocks of many kinds. And there was a lot of writing. This was the first record where we started co-writing from within the band. And so that was a really big experience when we went to putting the final grouping together.
Now, why hadn't you co-written within the band before? That would seem like an obvious thing.
It's a good question.
Yeah,
not exactly sure.
Somebody. I mean, it was for one, we don't all live together. We don't all live in the same town. So
healthy.
It's nice. Probably so. Yeah.
It's nice. Go home to a different place.
Yeah.
But it was just something that really hadn't happened. The band's been together for so long that we'd fallen into certain sort of subconscious ruts. I mean, it's stuff like that where it's just how kind of when we were little, we'd just sort of write songs, bring them to the band, and without there was just sort of an unqualified rejection or approval of a song. It was just sort of like, here's my new song. What do you think? It was yes or no, or you know, we're going to do it or we're not going to do it. There wasn't like a yeah, but the chorus kind of sucks, or you know, I don't understand what you're doing in this bridge. I don't. What are you saying exactly? It was none of that. Whereas on in this, I think it was during the producer selection process that we started hearing ideas of co-writing flying around.
Well, people who are fans of the instrumental prowess of this band should have no fear. There are a number of very fine instrumentals on here. There's a waltz, which makes me happy. And there's one, speaking of co-writing, that Sarah and Chris wrote together, I believe, Scotch and Chocolate?
Yep.
Who's Scotch, who's Chocolate?
Oh, we both are.
Yes, we...
We are both.
Mm. That was when one of the times we were together writing, we were up in Los Angeles in Hollywood Hills, and we had this house, and there weren't many comforts in this house. It was very bare. There were pretty much just candles and notepads and in our instruments and Scotch and Chocolate and like cereal and occasionally milk. And so this was a Scotch and Chocolate night that we were working on this one. So we...
You do that one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you.
Scotch and Chocolate, our guest today, Nickel Creek here in the World Cafe. You talked about co-writing within the band, but there was also some co-writing outside of the band. And one of the really cool tunes on here is one that Gary Louris was involved in. What's the story here?
I bought Rainy Day Music at an independent record store called Grimey's in Nashville.
The Jayhawks album.
And, yes, that was the last Jayhawks album. And just fell in love with there's a real classic sense of songwriting form in that band. And I think, you know, that's due, at least on that album, largely to Gary's prowess in that department. When I had him over to the house to co-write, his process, it was just, it was mesmerizing. We were working on this song, and I had this little lick. That thing going on. He would just sort of do this sort of songwriting impressionism, where he would just kind of... Having Christmas goes and you running on, running on. It's gotta go like that, man. It's kind of running on. It's kind of something kind of fast, like running on. Yeah, yes, and it does. It does. It goes just like that. Running on, and has been replaced by Jealous of the Moon. Now,
so it's a good one. This is Jealous of the Moon, Nickel Creek.
Trying on a brand new dress, but you haven't worn the old one yet. You come too far to turn around now. You're giving up the good fight. You're as strong as anyone. You're back where you start from. I see you're back where you started from. Staring down the stars, jealous of the moon. You wish you could fly. Staying where you are, there's nothing you can do if you're too scared to try. You drag your pretty head around, swearing you're gonna drown with a beautiful sight in a river of lies. You're staring down the stars, you're jealous of the moon. You wish you could fly. Just stay where you are. There ain't nothing you can do if you're too scared to try. Why don't you call me? I could save you. Together we'll find a God we can pray to that'll take you by the hand. I hate to see a friend of mine laughing out loud when she's crying inside. You got your pride. You're staring down the stars, jealous. eyes of the moon. You wish you could fly, but you stay where you are, 'cause there's nothing you can do if you're too scared to try. You're staring down the stars. You stand where you are. You're jealous of the moon, but there's nothing you can do if you're too scared to try. You're too scared to try.
Thank you.
Beautiful new song from our guest today, Nickel Creek. It's called Jealous of the Moon. Now, people who know this band know that they're not too even that far into their 20s, but they began at a very young age. Is it true that your parents kind of rolled your strollers down together to the pizza parlor? Was that how it began? Or
In essence, yes. Yes, actually, I was two. I was two when I went to that pizza place for the first time.
Yeah, Sean was six.
Is that... Wow. Sean... Sarah, tell me a little bit about your parents. Did your love of bluegrass come through your family?
Not really. I think it's true for both of our families that our parents weren't really into it until we started going to this place called That Pizza Place, and there was a band that was playing there, and it kind of it was a really wonderfully friendly and welcoming community of people, just going to festivals and being around local music and things like that. And so I know from my brother and I, our parents just kind of got into it with us. And when they saw that we took an interest in it and that we really enjoyed being part of it, they pretty much just dropped everything, like family vacations, and started going to festivals instead. And that took the place of those sorts of things for our family.
It was always supplemental interest, though, from our parents. It wasn't... It's a really nice thing not to be pushed, but also certainly not to be dropped.
Now, who was the best player when you began?
Within the band?
Yeah.
Oh, it's all good.
I knew you wouldn't be able to answer that one.
It's all good.
That's a mean question to ask. Yes, Schatz was
when
always
we got
the
together,
best.
Schatz was the best player. He wasn't with the band yet, but he was definitely.
What do you guys want to do next?
This is one that we all wrote together. This summer, I think. It's called Best of Luck.
Best of luck live. That is Nickel Creek on stage at World Cafe Live. There's more coming up. We'll get back here to the World Cafe. Not only are we having a chance to hear the new Nickel Creek songs today from Why Should the Fire Die, but also our crowd at World Cafe Live got some favorites like the Smoothie Song. Thank you.
So were there are there young bands in parking lots at bluegrass festivals around the country working on Smoothie Song, I wonder?
I've heard a couple people playing it. The one thing that throws them off, though, is that the bouzouki is on that song. And all these... the little mandolin kids aren't really right on top of the Smoothie Song thing yet because they don't have their bouzoukis. Parents haven't sprung for them. And then when they get them, they got to figure out to tune down their E string to D.
So. You're giving them all the... You're telling all the secrets now, so...
I'm ready.
Yeah. You know,
bring them on!
We spend so much time talking about the instrumental of virtuosity of this band. One of the things that was apparent right from the first song you did today is the incredible work you've done with harmonies and changing up... I mean, these are not your normal chords that you guys end up singing. Have the harmonies been something that you've had to work on, or has it come pretty naturally?
It does not come naturally.
It does not come naturally.
Yeah,
all.
We definitely spend time on that.
Yeah. We've always... Instruments have always... Things have just fallen out that have sounded pretty good, you know? And with vocals, I think for all three of us, it's just an extra amount of care has to go into that.
And it all has to sound good at the same time.
Exactly.
That's
like
the real...
Each of us.
Bear.
Yeah,
it's not about solos when it's harmony vocals like that.
Yeah, sometimes the chords... actually are not supposed to be as weird as they sound.
Might be a little bit more dissonant than it.
Hopefully most of the time you'll at least knew what we meant.
I love that last augmented major chord that you did.
I love how you're using those quarter tones now
sharp?
In your harmonies. It's great.
Well, we talked a lot about how this album sounds differently, and I understand that they threw some different kind of recording techniques at you. Is it true that the last song, which is, I guess, is the title track, Why Should the Fire Die, was recorded around one mic?
Yeah, a
one
stereo,
stereo
C24.
Stereo mic, yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful microphone.
Can you recreate that, or are you going to use your...
Yes,
quite a C24.
Not a C24 over there.
The original
but it'll be good.
Ah, they have a special mic for this.
Title track? Scared of being alone.
much as a fire guy finishing up our session today. Once again, John Watkins, Chris Steele, Sarah Watkins, Mark Schatz on bass, Nickel Creek.
Nickel Creek, that new album is called Why Should the Fire Die? And if you are looking for it, look to our World Cafe CD store on your web browser at worldcafecds.com. Thanks to Nickel Creek for being here live today.